With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New poll says most Americans believe the war with Iran has gone too far.
59% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran have been too excessive. And about half of American adults say they have only a little or no trust at all in President Donald Trump when it comes to making the right decisions about the use of military force outside the U.S. That's about the same percentage as last month. 45% say they're extremely or very concerned about being able to afford gas in the next few months.
That is Donna Warder reporting. Pakistan volunteering to broker an end to the war has sent Tehran a 15-point ceasefire proposal.
The details of this plan remain in question, but officials have told the Associated Press that Pakistan, which has been one of the countries trying to get a diplomatic route to the end of the conflict, has transmitted it to Tehran. Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey have been key in trying to negotiate a settlement to the war.
That's Sean Gambrill reporting. A big defeat in court for a giant media platform.
A New Mexico jury finds that social media conglomerate Meta is harmful to children's mental health and in violation of state consumer protection law. The jury announced its verdict Tuesday after nearly 7 weeks of trial. State prosecutors had accused Meta of placing profits over safety in violation of the state's Unfair Practices Act. Prosecutors also said the company failed to adequately monitor the platforms for child sexual exploitation. Attorneys for Meta had said the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences, while acknowledging that some bad material gets through its safety net. Keith Peters reporting.
The plaintiff in the suit, a 20-year-old girl, was awarded $3 million in damages. This is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant, Michael Harrington has a report.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell, an abortion clinic doctor sentenced to life in prison for killing three babies who had been born alive, has died at the age of 85. Gosnell's West Philadelphia clinic became known as the House of Horrors. Former employees testified he routinely performed illegal abortions past Pennsylvania's 24-week limit. This is SRN News. Rich Thomason reports on a novel plan designed to convince more of us to eat more seafood.
At the recent Seafood Expo North America in Boston, many products resembled salami, meatballs, fried chicken, and more. Industry reps say the aim is to make fish and seafood more appealing to more people. Americans have a notoriously limited appetite for seafood, eating only about 19 pounds a year compared to the global average of 45. That U.S. number has barely budged in a century. Most of the seafood Americans eat is shrimp and salmon. Rich Thomason reporting.
A tearful Savannah Guthrie is pleading for the return of her missing 84-year-old mother. In an NBC TV interview, she says somebody needs to do the right thing and provide information that leads to a resolution in the case. Guthrie says she wakes up every night wondering about the terror that her mother went through when she was abducted. More on these stories at srnnews.com.